Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into some really fascinating research about how coronaviruses, specifically SARS-CoV-2, actually manipulate our cells' defense mechanisms.
Right, so this is actually pretty wild. We're talking about a study published in Advanced Science that looks at how the virus essentially plays tricks on our immune system's cell death pathways.
Okay, so let me break this down because it's super interesting. Our cells have this built-in defense mechanism, right? When a virus infects them, they can basically self-destruct to prevent the virus from spreading. It's called programmed cell death.
Yeah, it's like a cellular suicide mission for the greater good. But here's where it gets complicated. This study shows that coronaviruses have figured out how to fine-tune that process.
Exactly. So the researchers found that SARS-CoV-2 triggers something called panoptosis, which is basically three types of cell death happening at once. Apoptosis, pyroptosis, and necroptosis.
Three at once? That sounds intense. So what's actually happening in the cells?
Well, it all starts with this protein called ZBP1. During coronavirus infection, the virus produces something called ZRNA, and ZBP1 recognizes it. Think of ZBP1 as like an alarm system that detects viral intruders.
So ZBP1 is the sensor. Got it. And then what happens?
So once ZBP1 detects this ZRNA, it recruits other proteins, specifically RIPK3 and caspase-8, and they form what the researchers call a cell death complex. It's like assembling a demolition team inside the cell.
A demolition team. I love that. But here's what I'm wondering. If the cell is trying to destroy itself to stop the virus, why doesn't that always work?
That's the million-dollar question, Jamie. And this is where the virus gets clever. The study identified three specific viral proteins, NSP5, ORF6, and NSP13, that work together to basically sabotage the cell death process.
Okay, so the virus has its own counterdefense. How do these proteins work?
So, NSP5 and ORF6 both target caspase-8, which is crucial for triggering apoptosis and pyroptosis. NSP5 binds to the large subunit of caspase-8, while ORF6 targets the small subunit. They're like tag-teaming to shut down this key player.
So they're attacking it from two different angles at the same time. That's pretty sophisticated.
Right. And then there's NSP13. Which is the viral helicase. This one goes after RIPK3 and prevents it from binding to ZBP1, which blocks necroptosis, that third type of cell death we mentioned.
So the virus is essentially disabling all three cell death pathways simultaneously?
Exactly. But here's the thing. It doesn't completely shut them down. The virus needs to walk this fine line, because if it blocks cell death entirely, that actually limits its own replication.
Wait, why would blocking cell death hurt the virus?
Because the virus actually needs some of those cellular processes to complete its life cycle. For example, caspase activity helps with exporting viral components. So it's not about stopping cell death completely. It's about modulating it just enough.
So it's like the virus is trying to keep the cell alive long enough to replicate, but not so healthy that the immune system can mount a full response.
Precisely, and this has some really important implications. The researchers also looked at co-infections, specifically what happens when someone gets infected with both influenza A virus and coronavirus at the same time.
Oh, that's been in the news, right? People getting both viruses together?
Yeah, and it turns out it's really dangerous. The study showed that when mice were co-infected with influenza and coronavirus, the coronavirus's inhibition of cell death actually enhanced influenza replication and made the inflammation way worse.
So the coronavirus is basically helping the flu virus by weakening the cell's defenses?
That's right. And the mortality rate in co-infected mice was significantly higher. It's a really concerning finding, especially as we think about seasonal flu and COVID circulating together.
Wow, so what does this mean for treatment? Are there any therapeutic implications here?
Well, that's what makes this research so valuable. Understanding these mechanisms, how NSP5, ORF6, and NSP13 work could lead to new therapeutic strategies. If we can target these viral proteins, we might be able to restore the cell's natural defense mechanisms.
That would be huge. So instead of just trying to kill the virus directly, we could help our cells do what they're supposed to do naturally.
Exactly. And the study also found that these mechanisms are likely conserved across beta coronaviruses, not just SARS-CoV-2. So this research could apply to other coronaviruses too.
That's really fascinating. Before we wrap up, Alex, is there anything else from this study that really stood out to you?
I think the most striking thing is just how sophisticated these viral strategies are. The fact that the virus uses multiple proteins working in coordination to fine-tune cell death, it's like molecular warfare at the cellular level.
Molecular warfare. That's a perfect way to put it. Well, this has been absolutely fascinating. Thanks for breaking down this complex research for us, Alex.
My pleasure, Jamie. And thanks to everyone listening. If you want to dive deeper into this research, we'll link to the full study in our show notes.
Absolutely. Until next time, stay curious.
Stay curious.